Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Beis, but as you will see, we will be spending most of our time today on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. That should take us most of the time that we have during this year, due to the content of those lines, as you see. So don't get worried as we probably leave the Daf Yud Beis itself for the last 15 minutes or so, 15-20 minutes, but let's see how far we get. But one thought that I didn't get to mention yesterday. Yesterday, the Gemara brought the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehotzadak and the Chachamim, when you have a hadas on Yontif that has too many berries and you're Avar V'Liktan, so we're that kosher. That was Machlokas. The Gemara had three possibilities of what the Machlokas is about. This was brought in here because the Gemara originally wanted to suggest that the Machlokas was about Kitzitzasan Zuhi Asiyasan. Is that enough for the problem of Tassel Amun also just cutting off, just like cutting your Schach and leaving it on the sukkah? The Gemara says, no, maybe the machlokas is two other possibilities, either about yalfinan lulav misukkah, number one, or it might be about lulav tzarech eged or ein tzarech eged. So again, one more thought related to that. Rashi says on the machlokas tzarech eged or not, so Rashi says lulav tzarech eged would mean that you consider by lulav as if the Torah said an asiyah, that you have to make the eged, and once there's an asiyah, there's an issue of tasav lamana asu. And therefore what? Therefore, how does that relate to avar v'liktan? So Rashi, yeah, you must have made your if that's Rashi's line, in Dibur Maskil Reb Shimon. V'yakarchach mi b'od yom agdol im anavav. It must be that you made your lulav in time to do the mitzvah, so you're oged av yantif. So now it's made, so now when you take off the it'll be a problem of tasa v'lomina asu. Question is asked, why does Rashi emphasize that it was made me be'od yom? You know, doesn't a lulav become a lulav in the morning? You can't shake a lulav at night. So what is Rashi emphasizing that it has to be me be'od yom, that you made the lulav, made the eged? Why doesn't he just say you made it the night before? Why dafka beforehand? This is a similar problem that is raised by the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha notes in Simon, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, Yon of the Yom, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. If somebody has a shofar shel avodah zarah, okay, hopefully not such in the Yonah Diyoma. But somebody has a shofar shel avodah zarah. We know that a avodah zarah shel a Jew, Rechbanu Litzlan, can never be batel. You can't be mevatel shofar shel avodah zarah in order to use it. But a shofar shel akum, you can. As long as the non-Jew is mevatel his avodah zarah, then you could use it. So that's what the discussion here is in Tav Kuf Pei Vav. So when does the bittul have to take place? So there's a Rama. The Rama, the end of Tav Kuf Pei Vav Gimel, says V'yesh Machmirim Da Afilu B'Shel Ovid Kochavim Einu Yotzei Ela B'nis Batel Me'erev Yantif. You can only use a shofar Shel Avodah Zarah if the non-Jew did bittul before Yantif, Erev Yantif. Ask the Bir Halacha. The makar for this, first he quoted, there's a Rashi later on in Sukkah, Daflam and Gimel, that's the makar for this. Elo de Ba'emes Kasha. Shari Zman Mitzvah Slulav Maschil Me'amud HaShach HaBe'eluch. V'yim Kein HaFil Nizvatel B'Layla HaVikimo Kodem HaZman. Why do you need that Avodah Zarah to be Nizvatel before Yantif? Doesn't a shofar become a shofar in the morning? You can't blow it at night. So why is the Rama quoting the Rashi later on in Sukkah? Why is he emphasizing Erev Yantif? Just like the Rashi here, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged Mistama Al Karchach, you made an Erev Yantif. So why is that? So number of Achronim, Rav Shechter has a piece on this in Eretz Hatzvi and Siman Yud, suggests that maybe you find a number of places where you have a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah being called a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah even before the Zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It is a shofar. You can't blow the shofar now. But it's a shofar when Yantif starts. It is a lulav already. Not that a lulav only comes into existence when you can do the mitzvah of lulav. Sometimes you find that even before the time of a mitzvah starts, still it's considered a lulav. Another example, the Rush here in Sukkah, in Perek Dalid, in Siman Beis. The Rush quotes a machlokes between himself and the Bahag. Let's say the Bahag holds that you do not make Shechiyanu on lulav on the second day. It says, "V'lenyin zman alulav biyantav sheni." Katzav Reb Shlomo ben Shimon nishalti mom zman alulav biyantav sheni. V'tamahani says the Rosh. Amad dekasa ba'alachas gedolos dizman dekisa poter de lulav. You said Shechiyanu kiddush the first night of Sukkot, so therefore that paters the Shechiyanu of lulav on the second day. Ask the Rosh. V'halo lenyin lulav mivski leilas biyamim. How can you say that the kiddush of Laila paters the lulav? You only check the next day. This is Balayla, this is Bayom. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, no, that it is a lulav. It is a lulav even at night. You can't shake it at night. But the Shechiyanu that you have on your lulav, on Kiddush at night, still could work for that. Another example. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara there has a suffix whether, let's say you have a baby pre-8 days, baby boy, before 8 days old, who is a Kohen. Are you allowed, ask the Gemara, to smear him with Truma oil? So you want to rub the baby's body with oil? Are you allowed to smear him with Truma oil? After all, Truma is mutter for Kohen to use, to get Hanah from, but is this child an Arel? An Arel is not allowed to use Truma. So is this child an Arel? So that's the Gemara's suffix. Mao vasuchu b'shemen shel Truma. That's the Gemara's case in Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph. Is Arlos shelo bizmana ma'akva o lo ma'akva? Arlos before the time. So again, what's the suffix about? So the Gemara is about, is there a shame Arel before the Zachiyah Mila? Is there a shame Arel? Maybe you're right. If you do Mila before the 8th day, you're not Yotze. You have to do Mila again. If you do Atavas Dan Briz, it doesn't work if you do it too early. But maybe there's still a shame Arel. Maybe there's still a shame Arel. And that is the suffix in the Gemara. We ended up posketing that it's okay. It's okay because there's no shame Arel. Fascinating, the Yerushalmi, the parallel Yerushalmi on this Gemara has the suffix. Okay, fine, before 8 days. What about Lel Ches? What about Lel Ches of the night before? So do you have a suffix? So are you allowed to do Mila Bizmana? Are you allowed to be Sok Meshav Shachuma then? Even if you say, what's the Bir Hadavar? Even if you say that Arlos doesn't start before 8 days, but maybe the night of the 8th it starts. So I always thought maybe that's the reason, for a halachic reason, for the Hamalach HaGoel. The night before the bris, there's a minag Yisrael, is to have children come over and say, do Shmira on the baby, and say Hamalach HaGoel. So why is that? Why is that the night before? What's the night before the bris? Because, maybe this is the pshat. Because that's when the Shem Arel comes. Once the child has a Shem Arel, the night before, even though the bris, the mitzvah only takes place the next day. But maybe the Shem Arel comes the night before, and that is why, that's where this minag comes from. But you find that in a number of places, again, Rav Shechter quotes a number of other places, that maybe the Shem mitzvah starts even earlier. One other place where he mentions this, and then we'll move on. He mentioned this related to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. There's a machlokas. We bring two carbon tamids every day. Carbon shal shachar and tamid shal ben arbayim. Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvahs in the counting of the 613? One or two mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. One mitzvah, the carbonos tamid. While the Ramban counts it as two mitzvahs. So the Rav, Rav Soloveitcher quotes the Rav, who says that there are a number of rishis which seem to say that you should count it as one mitzvah. So he explains, based on this idea that we just said, you know what the real pshat is? Really, this man when both carbonous tamid come into existence is the morning. It's just that this man kiyuma mitzvah, the carbonous tamid is in the afternoon. But really, both carbonous exist in the morning. And that's how you could count them as one mitzvah, because the mechayiv, the creation of both of them, is in the morning. Okay, there are other cases, but this will suffice for now. Again, those of you who came in a few minutes late, I mentioned that we're going to be spending kim'at, most of the time, first half hour or so, on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and then we'll be moving on towards the end of the shiur to do Daf Yud Beis. Okay, so now let us go to the two dots. Zeh HaKlal. That's six lines up from the bottom. Again, the Gemara just brought in at the end, Hidr Mitzvah. We mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur that the Ritva says Hidr Mitzvah must be a Dindur Rabbanon, because there's never any Chilukim on a Daraisa level between L'Chanchila and B'dieved. And we mentioned many Achronim. I didn't explicate this fully at the end of the shiur. Many argue on both of his points. Many argue that Hidr Mitzvah is a Dindur Daraisa, and many argue that even on a Daraisa level, you have Chilukim between L'Chanchilas and B'dieved. So both of those points of the Ritva are argued upon. It says the Gemara, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Darvish Makabel Tuma, as the Mishnah said yesterday, anything that's Makabel, what could be used for Schach, anything that is, can be, that cannot be Makabel Tuma, and anything that is Makabel Tuma, and Angulum and Aris you cannot use, and anything that is not Makabel Tuma, and grows from the ground, and is detached, you can use for Schach. So the Gemara quotes three potential Makoros. Minani Mili, how do you know that your Schach cannot be Makabel Tuma? Number one, Amar Krav, the Eid Yalam and Aretz, the Pasuk and Parshas Breishis, the vapor, the fog, the cloud went up from the ground, from the land. So you see clouds from the Pasuk come from the land. Again, clouds somewhere in the middle, right? There's the rain, there's the condensation, there's the evaporation, there's a lot. So the question is, halachically, how is it defined? It says, Reish Lakish, you know from the Pasuk, comes from the ground, Ve'ed Yalim and Aretz. So Gemara says, Ma Eid Darashi Ena Makabal Tuma, Ve'gdilim and Aretz. Just like Eid, a cloud is not Makabal Tuma. How do you know a cloud is not Makabal Tuma? I know that Makabal Tuma. So Rashi just says, it's not in the list of things that are Makabal Tuma. Rashi says, we know what are Makabal Tuma. What are Makabal Tuma? Kalim, Ochlim, Mashkim, Adam. Kalim, Ochlim, Mashkim, Adam. Those things are Makabal Tuma. Clouds aren't one of those things. So if clouds aren't one of those things, so just like a cloud is not makabel tuma, v'gidul ha-minaretz, and it comes from the ground, as the pasuk says, av sukkah, darvash yin makabel tuma, v'gidul ha-minaretz, so too, sukkah is something that is not makabel tuma, and it grows from the ground. Why are we comparing it to a cloud? The following. So ha-nicha, says the Gemara, l'man da'amar, anane ha-kavod, anane kavod, are you? This fits in, according to the man da'amar, that the sukkahs that we sit in are supposed to remind us of the clouds of glory, the anane ha-kavod, that was surrounded us in the midbar, so that fits in because then you're comparing it to a cloud. You're learning about sukkahs from a cloud. But according to the one, the opinion that holds that we sit in the sukkah to remember the actual physical sukkahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the midbar, Michael Amemar, then why should you learn it from the cloud? The Tanya, where's that brisa? As follows. Hashem put us in sukkahs. So what kind of sukkahs did Hashem put us in? Anane kavod hayu, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. He put us into anane kavod, says Rebbe Eliezer, and that's what Rish Lakish holds like. Rebbe Akiva omer sukkas mamish asulahem. Rebbe Akiva said, no, he put us into sukkas mamish. Honey, call the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Akiva, Michael Amemar. So this is fine according to Rebbe Lazar, but what are you going to say according to Rebbe Akiva? So that is why we're going to go on to a second and a third makar. But we're going to spend most of our time right now on these couple of lines. I mentioned Derech Agav, I think a few times, that a reference to the Bach. I don't think I ever did the Bach inside. The Bach, which many rabbis and shuls talk about the first night of Sukkos, because it's the Bach that we have to remember the first night of Sukkos. Starts with the tour. The tour is in Taf Reish Chaf Hei. Tour writes the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. Basukos Oshapti, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, Laman Yidu, Dorosechon, Kivasukos Oshapti, etc. Tola HaKasav Mitzvah Sukkah, Bitzias Mitzrayim, Vechein Harbe Mitzvahs. The Torah connects Sukkos to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lefishu Hu Dover Shirainu Beinenu, Bazneinu Bishamanu. We saw it with our eyes, we heard it with our ears. The Ein Adam Yochol HaHishenu, Vuhu Mora Alamitos Mitzias Habori Yisala. And it reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias, etc. Vahasukah she'omer hakasav shehoshivanu bahem, says the tour, the sukkahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in, heim anane kvodo. I hold, says the tour, like the opinion of anane hakavod. I hold like it's supposed to remind us of the clouds. She'ekifanu bahem l'bal yaka osanu shara v'shemesh. That's the clouds protected us from heat stroke or from the sun. The dugma lazet sivanu laso sukkos kadesh nizkar neflosav and arosav. And to remember this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build sukkahs so that we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great miracles that he did for us. The Yafalpi continues the Torah Shehotzianu ben Yisrael b'chodesh Nisan. Even though Hashem took us out of Chodesh Nisan, right, what do you think of the Chodesh Nisan? He took the Chodesh Nisan for us, so therefore, why do we build our sukkah in less than a month? This, by the way, is not just Talmud Torah Daf Yomi. This is the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, today's daf. The whole Masechta is. But especially today, even though he took the Chodesh Nisan, so why do we have sukkahs in Tishrei? Lo tzivan, lasa sukkah, bo sazman, lefishu yumos kayitz, v'derek ha'adam lasa sukkah latzel. Everybody makes huts in their backyard. Everybody makes fixes up their decks in the backyard when in the springtime. And it wouldn't be Nika that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So that's why, as we've seen a number of halachas already, that building your sukkah, you have to have an asiyah l'shem mitzvah. So that is why we build our sukkah dafke in Tishrei. Beautiful tour, wonderful, something to read at the first suda on sukkahs. The problem with the tour is not what he said, but that he said it. Because if you think about ask the Bach here, it's not the derech of the tour to quote a gadata. The Torah quotes halacha, it's halachic sefer. He wrote the Arba Turim, the Dalachalke Turim, to tell us the halacha. He doesn't quote it all a gadata unless they have some meaning to the halacha. So ask the Bach, what is he paskening for? Anane HaKavod. What's the difference? Whether it's Anane HaKavod or Sukkos Mamish. What difference is Lamayin Afkamina? What difference does it make? Right? And the Gemara says sometimes, Hilchos Olamashicho. Lamayin Afkamina, what difference does it make? The Gemara says it's an Afkamina based on, well, what's the makar for the need for Ein HaMakabel Tumah by Schaf? But it says, what's the makar? So the Bach comes up with his chiddush. And the Bach says, there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah itself says, do the mitzvah in order that. Where the Torah says, Laman. The three Laman mitzvahs. Laman, Yedu, Dorosechem, Givasuko, Shashat, Espinay, Yisrael. Says the Bach, there are three mitzvahs. Tisses, Laman, Tiz, Kiru, Vatzizim, is called Mitzvosai, here, and also Tfilin. Laman, Tia, Torah, Hashem, Beficha. So the three Laman mitzvahs. Tisses, Tfilin, and Sukkah. So why they're Laman mitzvahs? When the Torah says that you should do the mitzvah in order that, so then that mitzvah, that in order that, is part of the mitzvah itself. It's not just Tamei HaMitzvahs. That's why the tour spends all of these lines talking about the reason behind the mitzvah of sukkah, because the kavana by the mitzvah of sukkah is ma'akev and is part of the mitzvah, says the Bach. It's not his derech to do this. V'in hira li lo mar bazeh. Shesovet, the kibin d'ksev l'man yidid d'orazechem givah sukos, lo kiyem ha-mitzvah kitikuna im lo yada kavanas mitzvah sukkah. So you have to know what to think about. That's what the Torah takes aside. You have to think about sukkos on the akavet. V'chein, b'yir lof yepshat, ikra kavanah b'shiva sukkah, shesukos yis mitzrayim, and he says, quotes, on the akavet, and he quotes this by tefillin, and he quotes, the Bach also quotes this in sitzes and tefillin. So this is a well-known shita of the Bach. Why does the Torah elaborate so much? Because sukkah is one of the three laman mitzvahs, and you have to have that kavana. The Bikur Yaakov, his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Chafei, Rebecca Bellinger, posits that this is a dinli kuva. If you don't have kavana, at least the first time it is a chiyav, you're not yotze the mitzvah. You have to eat another kazayas in the sukkah. It's li kuva. The Prima Gadim is Mekel B'diavad. The Bishop Burr quotes the Prima Gadim. Okay. Try to remember, it's one night a year, so that's why every Rav speaks about this every first night of Sukkot, because it's the one night you have a chance to do it. So that's why the Bach and the Prima Gadim says, but the Avid, if you don't do it, okay, you're still Yotze. But really, Mi'ikra Din, one should have these Kavanas. And that is also why, by the way, that even if somebody generally is not of the, does not have the minhag of saying all the L'shem Yichuds and the Hidden Yimuchan Mezumans before doing a mitzvah, you know, might not say it in the Haggadah, you might not say it, but tzitzis and tefillin, even if you don't say the L'shem Yichuz, the Shulchan Aruch quotes part of it, that maybe those two one should say, because that talks about, those aren't so esoteric, besides the first line, but once you get after the first line, it talks about what the mitzvah is about. It talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it talks about we're going to be B'Shabbat, our Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, because Kavana plays more of a role by tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, so maybe that is why those have a different status than others. That is why the Torah quotes that. The Chai Adam just ends off in this simon when he talks about sukkah. He says maybe, you know, you can think about both. Not so hard to think about sukkahs mamish and Ani HaKavod, even though the Torah quotes Ani HaKavod. But says the Chai Adam in Kal Kuf Mem Vav, Ksiv Basukkah Zashteishu Vashiv Asyan Lama Yidid Arseichem. So he says it's even an illusion. The first sukkahs, Basukkah Teishu, is written Chaser. Basukkah Teishu. And Ki Basukkah Zashati is written Mole. So it's alluding to the two kinds of sukkahs. Ananeh HaKavod and Sukkos Mamish. He says, maybe you should try to think about both of those. Okay, so that is the Bach and the Tur and the Chai Adam. There is a Gra. I think we might have mentioned this Gra at some point in the past. Definitely last Sukkos we mentioned it. But the Gra has a different answer to the question the Tur asks. Why is Sukkos in Tishrei? Why isn't it in Nisan when it historically took place? So the Tur says, just to make it Nikar, that we're going out to the Sukkah. Says the Gra, if you do the math, there's another reason. Says the Gra, the Ananei HaKavod left us by the Egel. They left us by the Egel. Right? We lost them by the Egel. We lost a lot by the Egel. So when did we get the Ananei HaKavod back? Says the Gra, do the math. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He comes down on Yom Kippur with the final set of Luchos, the second set of Luchos. The next day, he goes out to Bnei Yisrael on the 11th day of Tishrei, and he commands them to do to build the Mishkan. And what happens? The next 2 days, the 12th and the 13th of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu says to bring the volunteers, bring the all the stuff that you're no Dave. And the pasuk says, "Vehem eviyu elav od nedava baboker baboker." So it took them 2 days, the 12th and the 13th. So now he's got all of the materials. So on the 14th day of Tishrei, they start building the actual Mishkan. The 15th day of Tishrei, the Ani HaKavod come back. So the first day of Sukkos is really the day that the Ani HaKavod returned to Am Yisrael Bizman HaMidbar, says the Gra in his commentary to Shir HaShirim. So that is why not just you pick a different month, so you pick a month when people are going inside the house. The Gra says there's a Mahuti connection between Ani HaKavod and the mitzvah of Sukkah on Tesvav Tishrei. Okay, one more thought, and then maybe we'll move on. And that is a question that is asked by a number of Mefarshim. The Mabit asked this question. The Mabit, in his Sefer Beis Elokim, he writes, the Chida also was said to have asked this question. We know we have a whole Yantif for Ananei HaKavod. We know really there were three amazing miracles that happened every day in the Midbar. We have Ananei HaKavod, we have the Mun, and we have the Be'er. Right? They're all parallel to Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. So we have the Mun, we have the Be'er, we have the well, and we have Ananei HaKavod. So why is there only a Yantif for the Ananei HaKavod? Why don't we have a Yantif for the Mun? Why don't we have a yantif for the well? Only for the Ananei HaKavod? So some just say, you know, practically, what kind of yantif? What are you going to do for the month? You're going to eat more? Well, that's going to be your mitzvah? You're going to drink more? So what kind of yantif are you going to make? Ananei HaKavod, so you could go into something that represents Ananei HaKavod, and in that way, that's nikar. But by the month, by the bear, what kind of yantif are you going to make? So that's more of a practical answer. Yeah?
Isn't the yantif for the initial going out, for that first day, not for a 40-year event?
Is the yantif for going out?
Of the going out?
It's the start of it. No, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in throughout the Midbar, not just for the first time.
And in the Midbar, did they keep Sukkos?
In the Midbar, did they keep Sukkos? That's a question the Achronim discuss. Did they keep the yantif of Sukkos in the Midbar? Because they're living in Sukkos. They're living in Sukkos. That's a question that is asked. Okay, so says the Ma'abit. The Ma'abit has another answer. The Ma'abit says that, you know why, what's the difference between the Nes of Anan Yaakov and the Nes of the Man and the Be'er? The Man and the Be'er were Hechrechi. Hashem had to give us food, bread, and water. You know, we couldn't live without it. He had to give us bread and water. So, yes, it was a Nes how we got it. But we needed those Nisim. They were Hechrechi.
We don't have a yanta for them. The Anani HaKavod, okay, we could have moved. We could have, like, you know, had to try to protect ourselves from the snakes and go up the mountains and go down the valleys. The Anani HaKavod was not needed. That was extra. So that's why we have a yantif dafka for Anani HaKavod. You could put this ma'bid with two other sources. The Pnei Yeshua, we mentioned when we learned Masechta Shabbos, Pnei Yeshua asks, why is it, the question that many ask, why is it that we needed the miracle of Hanukkah, Tumah Hutra B'Sibur, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to make us, helped us find Tahar oil? We know the principle is Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. If you have the whole Tzibur there and you only have Tumah oil, you use the Tumah oil. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a taste to have Tahar oil? Says the Pnei Yeshua in his commentary there. No, that's Dafka, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. He didn't need to do this nace, but he wanted to show the Yevanim that there's a special connection, there's a special Bechiras Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And therefore he Dafka did the nace even though he didn't need to do the nace. So that's why it's so special, and that's the nace of Chanukah. It's exactly what the Ma'abit says here about the Anani HaKavod. And just one other thought related to this idea. I mean, you can say this over. You have three ideas. You have the Ma'abit, you have the Anani, you have the Pnei Yeshua, and then one other. There's a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Beis HaLevi notes that Shabbos and Mishkan are put together in the Torah. That's the makor that we hold, how you learn the Lamentas Malachas. You learn it. Whatever you did on the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But the Beis HaLevi notes that the first recording of Shabbos and the Mishkan, first comes the Mishkan, Truma Tetzaveh, and then comes Shabbos, the beginning of Kisisa. And then afterwards, in Vayakel B'Kudeh, when it's repeated, first comes Shabbos, the beginning of Vayakel, we have Shabbos, and then comes the Mishkan. So why is it switched? Why, the first time is it recorded in the Torah, do we have first the Mishkan and then Shabbos? And then the second time we have first Shabbos and then the Mishkan. Is that the Beis HaLevi? You know what happened in between? What happened in between? The Egel. The Maisa Egel happened in between. So what changed? We're on a lower level after the Egel. So what changed? So he says, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you have a king, says the Beis HaLevi. You have a king who has a prince. He has a son, a prince. And he has to buy his son, you know, everything that a prince needs. See, he has to buy him, you know, clothing. He has to buy him a gold bracelets and gold watches. He has to buy him crowns. He has to buy him all these special items as well. So he has to buy them the hechrichi items. He has to buy him the things that he needs, like the undershirts and the socks and the basic living, what he needs. And then he has to buy him all the extra stuff also, the special things that he gets only because he's so special. Which does he buy first? Which does he buy first? So the question is, says the Beis HaLevi, it depends why he's doing it. Is he doing it because he has to? Or is he doing it because he wants to? Is he doing it because he has to? Because if he does it because he has to, then he buys what the guy needs first. Okay, eventually I'll buy you this extra stuff because you're a prince. But first I'm going to buy all the stuff that you need. But if I'm doing it because I want to, because I love you, so then I'll buy the extra special stuff first. And then I'll get around to buying you your socks and your undershirts, etc. So says the Beis HaLevi, before the Egel, we were on a higher level. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu went above and beyond. He did the extra stuff, the stuff that we didn't need first. So that's why first the Mishkan and then Shabbos, because the Mishkan we don't need to be Am Yisrael. We haven't had a Mishkan, we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash in thousands of years. Shabbos you can't live without. Shabbos is a davar hechrachi for a Jew. So that's why before the Egel, first we have the Mishkan and then Shabbos. After the Egel we're on a lower level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe wanted to reflect that. And then first we have Shabbos. First he gives us the davarim hechrachim. And then we have the Mishkan. That's what changed. That's the Beis HaLevi quotes that mashal at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. So those are three ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu going above and beyond what we usually need in order to reflect that he loves us. Okay, but that is all related to Makar number one in the Gemara of Eid, Yalim, and Aretz, got into Anani HaKavod and Sukkos Mamish. So, but that only works according to the Bandover of Anani HaKavod. What about Sukkos Mamish? So, third line from the bottom. Kiyasar, Abdim Yom, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Kroh, Chag HaSukkos, Ta'asol, Lechov. Baduk says, make Sukkos for you. Chag HaSukkos. Makis Sukkah l'chagiga. Just like we had earlier in Daftes, we say Makis Sukkah l'chagiga. We compare the Sukkah to a chagiga, a carbon. Another connection, the third time we have in this Masechta, a parallel between something in Kachim and the Sukkah. So Makis Sukkah l'chagiga. Ma chagiga davashin makabal tumah v'gidulah min ha'aretz. Just like the carbon chagiga is not makabal tumah. And animals are not makabal tumah while they're alive. They're not makabal tumah v'gidulah min ha'aretz. And it grows from the grounds. So to the sukkah, the schach that you use is not makabal tumah and gidulah min ha'aretz. Rashi here points out that really there are two principles. There's something that's called gidulah min ha'aretz, and something that is called this gidulei ha'aretz and gidulim min ha'aretz. An animal does not grow from the ground. An animal lives off the ground. So you have different ideas, different halachas. You know, sometimes animals, the rule is gidulim min ha'aretz. Sometimes they're called gidulei ha'aretz. Right? There's a big discussion in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos and Parachetz, dosh, based on the Gemara, the dosh only applies by gidulei karka. That malacha. Threshing. Dosh only applies by gidulei karka. Part of the malacha of dosh is, says the Rambam in the very next line, milking a cow. The Rambam says, "Ein dash el gudul karka," and then the Rambam says, "If you milk a cow, you're chayiv yishum dash." And he also says, "If you wound a person, if you make him wound a person, you're chayiv yishum dash." Right? What chovel? What malach is chovel? It's not one of the 39 major malachos we shown in which malach is chovel. So ask the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam: people, animals. You just said, "Ein disha el gudul karka," and the very next line you say it applies by animals, it applies by people. So the Kesef Mishnah there, I think, quotes Rav Ben Rambam, his son, and said, "No, the pshat is that regarding this halacha, people and animals are included. What's excluded? The Gemara and Shabbos there only excludes fish. There's no disha by fish, because fish are not gidulei karka. They live off the water. Stuff from the water. Obviously, there's ground under the water, but at least for our purposes, only fish are excluded. But people and animals are called gidulei karka." So that Rashi here discusses that you have to know which halachic context you're talking about. Are we talking about growing from the ground? Are we talking about living off the ground? Obviously, the Gemara here, which calls animals growing from the ground, you know, doesn't mean min ha'aretz literally. It means that they live off the ground. Ask the Gemara, though. Oh, so daf yud beis. Ima chagiga ba'alei chayim af sukkah nami ba'alei chayim. Ask the Gemara if you're going to compare it to animals. So for the schach, so why don't you go one step further? Just like a chagiga is a live animal, so you should say you could use live animals for your schach. And we know that's not true. So the Gemara says, maybe there's a third idea. Again, the first makar was the eid yalim and aretz. The second idea was the carbon chagiga. Now we're up to the third makar for schach. For schach not being makabel tumba. Ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan, amar kra, bi asbacha, mi garnecho, mi ikvecha. The pasuk in Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh. When does sukkahs take place? At the time that you gather in from your storehouse of grain and from your storehouse of wine. Biyasvacha bigardacha miyikvechas. Even though the pashas of the pasuk is talking about a time period, chazal darshin, bipsoles gorin veyakev akasim adaber. With the leftovers, the psoles of the garden and the yakev, that's what it's talking about. What's the leftovers of the wine and the leftovers of the grain? That's the stalks and the branches and all of the leftovers that the grapes and the wheat came from. So that's how you know, that's the makar, that's what you use for schach. V'yema goren atzmo v'yekav atzmo. How do you know we're talking about the leftovers? Maybe we're talking about the actual grapes and fruits and wheat. Maybe that's what you should be able to use. Food. Can you use food for schach? No. So Amar Rav Zeira, yekav ksivkan. V'yesh lo sachik mo. Rav Zeira says no. It says yekav. Yekav means wine, not grapes. So it obviously can't mean the literal actual thing, because it's a liquid. You can't use that for schach. So it must not mean the actual food. That's why we darshan, it means the psoles. Maskevlar, birmio, v'yema yayin karush. Maybe it does mean wine, but it's talking about congealed wine. Haba mi sneer, shudoma li gulei dvela. Maybe this congealed wine that comes from sneer that looks like pressed figs. So maybe that's the wine we're talking about. It does mean wine. So Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Hamil Sada Biyadon. You know what? We had a good answer. We had a good makar. The answer Reb Yirmiyah v'shadah ben Nargan. Reb Yirmiyah ruined it with this question. He threw a monkey wrench into the discussion. And really, we had a good answer. Tosas here points out, in the end of your maskal Amar Reb Zeira, he wasn't rejecting what he said. He still thought that he accepted his makar. But he just said, you know, Got to answer this kasha. Got to answer the kasha. That's why he uses this kind of lashon. So says shadu banai. It doesn't mean that he's rejecting his answer. Rav Ashi comes to the rescue and says, no. You know why we don't darshan the actual food? Because it says mi garnacha velo garan atzmo, mi yikvacha velo yakav atzmo. From the mem, from is a limitation. So that's meant to teach us that you take something from the goren and not the goren itself, not the wheat or the wine itself. You take from the psoles of the goren and the yakav. We mentioned a number of years ago a thought of Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer. Nechemya Kornitzer, our good friends, the last Rebbe in Krakow, the father-in-law of Rav Shapsi Frankel, of Rambam fame, says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer in his drushes, Chag Asukas Tazel L'chol Shivas Yomim Baas V'chem Yikar Nechem Yikvecha. Why is it that the Gemara characterizes, and the halacha is, Tzchach is something we've said a number of times. It has to do with Kadshim, it's something very special, it's unbelievable. And what do we use for Tzchach? The psoles. The psoles, the garbage. The psoles of the garden of the Yaakov, that's what you use for schach? Why is that appropriate? Why the psoles? Why do you use psoles for schach? Something so special, something so ideal, surreal. Do you use the psoles of the garden of the Yaakov? So says Rav Yosef Nechemya. Remember the machlokas we had earlier in Daf Beis. And that is machlokas whether a sukkah has to be diras arai or diras keva. What's the machlokas about? Says Rav Yosef Nechemya, the Tanakhama holds and we hold it has to be a diras arai. Why? Because dafka at this moment of gathering, the moment that we have everything, when there's a danger for us to say kochi v'osam yad yazili zachayel azeh, I did everything. I'm gathering it for my storehouse. I worked hard for this harvest. So dafka then we go out to the field and sit in our diras arai and say we realize that everything is just arai. Everything is just here today and gone tomorrow. So we don't we're not meziach hardas. V'hainu, that's why we use the psoles, because it's a symbol that really all the gashmias around us and all the everything that we have is psoles. We have that attitude. It's psoles, it's arai, it's not the ikar of our life. That's why it's a diras arai, that's why it's the psoles of the garden of the Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda rejects this whole idea, diras keva. So he says, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that because the opposite way. Rabbi Yehuda holds that going into the sukkah is like sitting in the shadow of Hashem. Tzila dehemnusa, as the Kabbalistic Svarim say. You're sitting in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you want to show Hashem. You don't want to just have an arai relationship with Hashem. You want to have a diras keva with Hashem. You want to be able to sit with Hashem forever. So that's why you have to have a diras keva. So it's even a higher ideal. If you're on the level that you're really sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have a diras keva. He doesn't quote it, but that connects to one of the reasons why we say the L'David Hashem Ori. Because what do we say in L'David? We say, Shifty is a lashon keva, the Mefarshim points out. Levaker is a bikur, is a visit. Is it a shifty? Is it a keva? Or is it a bikur? So the Bali Musar say, really shifty, you want to be there, but they're a keva. You want a yeshiva. You want it to feel like a bikur. You want it to feel like a visit. Whenever you're on vacation, you're excited every day. You get up early, you accomplish, right? There's a lot to do. There's only 3 days to see all the sights in the city. So you get up and you wake up, you use every second, you push yourself. You know, it's vacation, you have to use that. You want, who knows, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So that's what life's about. That's what life's about. Shifti beveis Hashem ulevaker. All of life has to be a yeshiva. We want to have a yeshiva's kevah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we want it to feel like a visit, like a beaker, levaker beichalo. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. We tell God we want to have a diras kevah. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Because as Rabbi Yehuda, we're not on that level. We're not at the level of realizing we're sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sukkah. So that's why we have the other message of diras arai. But when we look up and we see the psoles of the Gurn and the Yekev, we realize everything around us is psoles Gurn and the Yekev. And the ikr is the relationship and the ruchnius and the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch. Okay, so that's why we use psoles Goren V'yakev. Okay, number four. Makar number four. Chizka Amar Mehalcha. Tzu, another makar. A pasuk, as you see on the side, a pasuk in Nechemya. Pasuk in Nechemya says, Tzu, Hahar, V'hevi'u Ali Zayis, V'ali Eitz, Shemen, V'ali Hadas, V'ali Tamar, V'ali Eitz Avos. Bring all of these branches for the sukkah. So in the first pasuk where you see a Navi, that's is being used for all of these types of branches are being used for the sukkah. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Tzu Ahar, Pasuk who? The Sefer? Ezra. Pasuk of the Sefer Ezra. Rabbi Akiva Eger here points out that many times Rashi in Chumash, Rashi Alashas, call Sefer Nechemya Ezra. Because it's really, based on Chazal, they're really one Sefer. Right, everything he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says "Komili de Ezra Nechemya ben Chikliya Amrinhu." There's a connection between the two, and Rashi in a number of places calls Sefer Nechemya really Sefer Ezra, even though we have them as two separate little svarim with separate prakim, but really it is one unit. Okay, so says the Gemara. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in Nechemya, the fourth makar, to prove that sukkah has to be from a davar she'ena mekabel tuma. So Gemara just asks, why does the pasuk say bring leaves of a hadas and leaves of an eitz avos? Is that the same thing? We have a pasuk in Emor, which says right the the Ale Hadas are referred to as Eitz Avos. Hainu Hadas, Hainu Eitz Avos. So Rav Chisla depends if it was a kosher Hadas or not. Hadas Shotel L'Sukkah, Eitz Avos L'Lulav. Hadas Shotel is talking about a Hadas which is not Mishulish. Doesn't have three leaves on the same level, so those are possible for Hadas, therefore you use that for the Schach. But Eitz Avos is the Lulav. That's the one that is kosher, and you use it for Lulav. The Rech Laner just has a Ha'ara. This isn't a real Makar, because this is from a Pasuk in Navi. It's really just a Gilui Das, that this is what the Torah meant when it said that you should make a Sukkah. Really, it's a Gilui Das. Yeah.
So
you can just say what I just said from the Aruch Laner, that maybe this isn't a source, but this is just a reflection of what was already. Right? This is a reflection of this is just telling the story. The Pasuk in Nechemiah is telling us the story of what happened, but obviously this wasn't new for them. They knew already. They knew from years back how to build their sukkah.
Right, so what was the point of telling them?
But now this Pasuk is telling us, not telling them. Right, it's telling them. So right, the Rav makes a drush every year. Go build it. Right, there are shilas every year that comes up. Right, the Rav has to give halachas here every year. You say the Chemi gave a halachas here. That's what he was telling them, how to build their son. Okay, Masisin. Yeah. Chavile kash v'chavile eis v'chavile eis razim. Let's say you have a bundle of branches, a bundle of straw, in sach and bahen. You're not allowed to use a bundle that's all wrapped up for schach. The kulan shehitirin ksheiris, but once you untie them, then you can use it, right? This is all good material for schach, but you can't use it when it is tied up. We'll see in the Gemara whether it's a problem daraisa or drabanan. But once you untie them, it is kasher. The kulan ksheiris l'tfanos, and they're all kasher for tfanos. And Rashi says this is also going back on the previous Mishnah that all the psulim for schach are all kosher for defanos. You can make your walls out of anything you want. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shemas Minei Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Rabbi Yaakov says, I heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan. Chadaha, one related to our Mishnah. The Idach, the other one related to another Mishnah. Hachoti Begadish Lasos Lo Sukkah Einu Sukkah, related to the Mishnah that says later on, if you have a big pile of straw and you just carve out in the straw a place for your sukkah, so you end up, you carve out a hole in the bottom of the straw, the triangle of straw, the pile of straw, and now you have a sukkah inside there. You didn't touch the top of it. So in that case, it's not a sukkah. So these are two Mishnahs that we have. Our Mishnah, that you can't put the bundles for schach, and that Mishnah. So says Rabbi Yaakov, I heard Rabbi Yochanan talk about both these Mishnahs, and I heard him give two reasons for these Mishnahs, but I forgot, and I don't remember which reason was for which Mishnah. Chada, one of the reasons was, Mishum Gezeris Otsar, was a problem, a din derabanan, that if you do what you do in the Mishnah, that you might come to do a worse problem, to use your storage place for a sukkah. The Chada Mishum Tazvel Manasui. And one problem was a problem, Mida Araisa, of, you have to make your sukkah, and this case is a case that's already made. V'lo yadana, says Rabbi Yaakov, I don't know, Heimanayim Mishum Otsar, Heimanayim Mishum Tazvel Manasui. I don't know which reason went to which Mishnah. In other words, which Mishnah is a Daraisa problem, which Mishnah is a Darabanan problem. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Nechzi Anan, let's figure it out. The Amr of Chibar Abba Amr Yochanan, there's another statement of Rabbi Yochanan about our Mishnah. Why are you not allowed to use a bundle of branches for schach? Because what might happen? Sometimes a person will come home after a long day's work, and his bundle will be on his shoulder, and he'll go and he'll put it on top of his sukkah structure in his backyard in order to have it dry out. He wanted to get out the moisture from the branches, from the material, so put it on top in order to dry out, not to create shade underneath, but to have it dry out. Then he'll remember, oh yeah, it's sukkah next week. You know, I already put it there. We'll use that for a sukkah. So he might come to use that, and that would be a problem. See, what do you learn from there? In our Mishnah, you put it there, l'shem schach. So in our Mishnah, it must be a gzera d'rabbanan, that if you're allowed to use a bundle, even l'shem schach, you might come to use this other case that we're worried about that would be a daraisa problem. So you see, meaning if you put it there, l'shem, just drying it out, l'otzar, for storage, and then you're going to decide to leave it there. So says the Gemara, midaha bishum gzeres otzar. So according to this, the reason in our Mishnah is this a d'rabbanan. Remember, our Mishnah, you did it with good intentions. You're putting your bundle on top for schach. So, but still, there's an issa d'rabbanan, because if you're allowed to do that, you might come to do the other problematic case, putting it there just l'shem, drying out. So if this Mishnah is an issa d'rabbanan of gzeres otzar, ha, the other Mishnah about chotit begadish, Mishum Tazel Manasui, it must be a Daraisa problem of Tazel Manasui, because if you just carve out underneath in the straw pile, then that's a big problem of it's made.
You didn't do anything with the schach. For Rabbi Yaakov, Hakta Rabbi Bar Abba, Lo Sham Yilei. Rabbi Yaakov never heard of this second statement of Rabbi Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. One second. Amr Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is 1 minute. Atu Chavile Kasha, Chavile Esim, Shukdiris Otsar, Ikam, Shadazal Manasu Leka. Is it impossible to say our Mishnah is a Daraisa problem? There's nothing forcing you. What does our Mishnah say? You can't use it. Who says what your Kavanas are in our Mishnah? Maybe in the Mishnah, your Kavanas are putting it there where Otsar are. Dafka, and that's a Daraisa problem. So does our Mishnah force you to say that it's a Darabanan problem? Or the other one? They both have both problems. So why should you link one reason to each Mishnah? Both of them are a problem of Tassel, could be a problem of Tassel Amanasi, Daraisa, and both of them should have Xerah Darabanan, that if you allow this case, other cases will be more problematic. So Rabbi Yochanan Amalacha, I relate each reason to each Mishnah because of the following. Hacha, because of the language of the Mishnah. Hacha diktani ein misachin bahan. Here, what's the lashon? Don't use them. What does don't use them mean? Lechadchila, who? The ein misachin shugzeres otzer. So you use lashon of lechadchila, that sounds like a d'rabbanan, don't do it. Hadar raisa shaber dami. So raisa sounds like b'dievet will be okay. Hasam, over there, what's the language of chodi begadish? Ein asukka. Hasam, gani ein asukka, afil d'ievet midar raisa nami ein asukka. So that's how you get the reasons, how you link the reasons of Rabbi Yochanan to each Mishnah. Based on the lashon of Ein Mesachachin versus Eina Sukkah. Yeah. Fitzvein Eisen with the Nesivis, the Chefs and the Gavra. Right, because again, the Nesivis that we had on that base, where the Daraises are generally focused on the Chefs, so here too, Ein Sukkah focuses on the Chefs. I don't think it's just Daraises or Rabbanan here, I think it just sounds like it's a Bidyevik kind of lashon. It's not even a, you didn't do anything, but you're right, it fits in nicely. Focusing on the Chefs and focusing on the Gavra. Right, it's not just a Lechadchil or Bidyevik lashon, it's a Gavra Chefs lashon. And she's very nice. Yeah. Schach mats. What about schach mats? Is it like a bundle? Is a schach mat a bundle and therefore to be considered? The schach mat is made l'shem schach.
So a better question though is if you have two good pieces left and you have a whole big bundle there, can you put it there without unrolling?
Right. If you have a bundle, if you have a whole piece there without unrolling it, so A, you might say it's comparable. But again, it's made to be schach. So I think that makes it better. It's made to be schach. Maybe that's the makar for having 14 different hasherim on the schach mats, right? Maybe that's why, you know, lest you think that it's a problem of sukkah daf yud beis, right? Lest you think there's a problem of using it as a bundle, we'll give the hasher. So it's on their shoulders, right? All these, so we don't have to worry about it. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Arav, third line, fourth line, schacha bechitzin zacharim kashera b'nikevas psula. In the old days, they used to have arrows. So they have the head of the arrow and the shaft of the arrow that it connects to. So there are two ways they used to connect it. Either the arrow has something sticking out and the shaft has a hole which connects, or the shaft is pointy and the arrowhead has a hole which connects. So the question is, you want to use these shafts for schach. They're made out of wood, so you are allowed to use them for schach. So the pointy ones are called the zacharim, and the ones with a hole that connect to the point on the metal head, those are called nekevis. So says the Gemara, schacha bechitzin zacharim, to use the male ones that have a point kshera. That's kasher. Why? Because those are not kalim. There is no base kibble. There is no receptacle. And part of the in order for a piece of wood to be makabel tuma, it has to have a base kibble, a receptacle. So therefore, these zacharim don't have any receptacles. It's just a point. So if you can use them for schach, but nekevas psula. But nekevas, the nekeva ones, which have a receptacle, has a hole in order to be makabel. The arrowhead, that's possible, because that is a davar makabel tuma. It's a kli, and you can't use that for schach. So says the Gemara, isn't that pashut now? Zacharim ksheira pshita. It's pashut. That's zacharim akasher. Why? Because it doesn't have a base kibble. Mazat him and exer zacharim atu nekevas kamash malah. No, you might have been gozer zacharim atu nekevas. Other way. But nekevas psula pshita. Right? Nekevas psula is also pashut, because obviously nekevas have a base kibble. Well, the type of base kibble, hasi l'malos lo shmei kibble. No, you might say that a base kibble that is made to be filled in on a permanent basis, says Rashi, it's not just a bowl that sometimes gets filled in and sometimes gets filled in, but it's a base kibble that Rashi says, milui olam, shalol hisrokein od. It's never going to be emptied. You're going to put the nail head on and that's it. It's going to be full forever. So you might say, that's not called a base kibble. It's as if it's filled and there's no base kibble. Kamash v'la, no, you still call it a base kibble. There's a lot of lumdis regarding this issue of base kibble, asli l'malos. Reb Chaim, the Aruch Laner here talks about it, but we'll leave it for now. Let's just finish. 1 second. Flax, as we'll see in the Gemara right now, there are three stages of what's done in the processing of flax. First, it is soaked, then it is beaten, and then it is combed. You soak the flax, maybe to get out some of the impurities, then you bank it in order to get out more, and then you
comb it. So, at each stage, when are you allowed to use the flax for schach? Says the Gemara, Sichra ba'anitze pishtan psula. Using the anitze pishtan, which is the totally combed flax. So that's possible, because that's already totally processed flax, and it's makabel tumah now, because it's totally processed and it's ready to use. That's possible. But hutznei pishtan kshera. The opposite extreme, hutznei pishtan, that's totally kosher, where it's totally unprocessed. But hushnei pishtan, eni yodea mahu. Says Rabbi Archan, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, the hushnei is somewhere in the middle. So I don't know if the hushnei you're allowed to use for schach. So Rabbi Barbachana, by the way, quotes, Hushnei Asman any Odeya, I don't even know what Hushnei are. He quotes his Rebbe that Hushnei, he doesn't know, but I don't even know what Hushnei are. Manavshach. He doesn't know where the border is. E Dayik Velo Nafitz Hushnei Karile. If you say that Dayik, if the ones that are beaded and not combed out are called Hushnei, means that's the middle one, Avotari Velo Dayik Hushnei Karile, but if they're only soaked, maybe those are called Hutznei, meaning those are just right after it's soaked, they're still considered unprocessed, and it's totally kosher to use flax that is just soaked. I don't know if that's the cutoff point. Odilma already say no. Tari velo deg nami hushnei karilei. Once you do something, once you soak it, that's already called hushnei. That's already in the middle area. So I'm not exactly sure what my Rebbe meant by saying hushnei. I just know for sure what anitzei are. Anitzei are totally processed combed flax. And I know for sure if you did nothing. I just don't know if you soaked them and didn't beat them yet. I'm not sure which category that falls in. So he has a suffix about what that is. Okay, period. We'll stop here. The Gemara will continue as tomorrow, talking about other materials. Can you use it for schach or not? Correct. Discussion of the arrow is whether it's makabel tumah, whether it's a kli or not. Right, and the chiddush is whether you say kli yasi l'malo is makabel or makabel. Okay. Got it right. Nobody should ask for a bar Torah for sukkahs.